Okay, we'll begin. We don't have that much time. I think we're scheduled to say Tehillim at 10 to 10 and then at Maariv at 10 o'clock. So we just have in mind the Schus Yerfuah Shleima for David Arab and Chava. Whenever we're in a Eis Tzara, trying to figure out what to do, and there are a lot of different ideas that people have. I remember a number of times throughout my career in yeshiva, there were alumni that were pretty sick. There was once one of our chaverim in the yeshiva who was pretty sick, and each time the Rosh Yeshiva recommended. One time was a Kabbalah to learn Sefer Avos Chesed. One time was a Sefer Kaf Schus on being the concept of being Don people Kaf Schus. One time it was a Sefer on Shalom Bayis. So I remember I went over to him and I asked him, like, Rebbe, how do you know what to suggest as a schus when people are sick? So he told me, take a look in the Hakdama of the Sefer Avos Chesed, and you'll see over there how he talks about Chesed v'emes yichup aravon, and the tremendous koach of Chesed. He said, take a look over there, and that's why I picked these type of ben adam l'chaver and yanim. So I figured, okay, I'm going to speak about Chesed v'emes, because I remember he was telling me, take a look, Chesed v'emes yichup aravon. But with my limited bekias, I was just looking now in the Sefer Avos Chesed in the Hakdama, and he quotes that pasuk of Chesed v'emes yichup aravon, but then he quotes the Gemara that what emes is referring to is Torah. So I was going to speak about Chesed v'emes, but he said emes is referring to Torah. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos that emes is referring to the Torah, but l'chora ein mikra yotz midei pshuto. So I'll speak about Chesed v'emes. Anyways, and the Mirtz Hashem, it should be a schus for Refuah Shleima. We just got finished reading the Parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we know that the Rishonim Sfarno learned that the purpose of the Makus, the main purpose of the Makus, was to send the message to Klal Yisrael, to Mitzrayim, to the entire world, about how Hashem is in total control, to strengthen people's emunah, trust in Hashem, and to show that Hashem is really the Kol Yochel, really running the world. There was talk at one point throughout the Makus that power got to this Hakara of Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ami HaRisha. Power said, I realize Hashem is the tzaddik, and I and my nation are the Rishon. That was during Makas Barad. What was it about Makas Barad that got power to say Hashem HaTzaddik? So you would think the awesomeness of fire and water mixed together, incredible nes. But no, Das HaKeinim learns that what it was about Makas Barad that caused Paro to say Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ami Yerushalayim is that he told them that there was a special warning before Makas Barad, that Hashem said, bring your stuff inside, and if you bring your stuff inside, it's not going to get destroyed. Now, Paro in his Gaiva and Azus did not heed Moshe Rabbeinu's warning, and he didn't bring anything inside, and nothing got saved. But he got a message there from Moshe, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Chesed. And with patch after patch, that didn't get him to say Hashem HaTzadik V'ani B'Ami Yerusha. But he saw Hashem cares about me. Hashem's not just this angry God trying to torture me, trying to punish me, but Hashem cares about me. He's given me a way out. He's given me Hasra. He's not trying to destroy everything. So with all the messages and all the power of all the previous Makas, that didn't get tough guy Paro to give in and say Hashem HaTzadik. But when he saw the Chesed, that got him to say Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'amir Hashem. Practically speaking, you see the koach of that. I remember we had a boy here in the yeshiva. His brother's in the base medrash now also. Oh, right there. Jacob. So his older brother, Joey, this was about 12 years ago, Yaakov now, was learning here in the yeshiva. He came from Myrtle Beach. There's no yeshiva over there. He was in a public school, chashuva public school, but he was in a public school for ninth grade. And Jacob, tell me if I'm saying over the story right. And his family was not used to sending their kids to yeshiva. There were no yeshivas out there in Myrtle Beach. And he told his parents he wants to go to yeshiva, and they sent him out of town here for 10th grade. It was very difficult for them. They're not used to the idea of sending their kids out of town. And it was a few weeks into the year, and they just had enough. Okay, what are we doing? Sending our 15-year-old son out of town? Who knows who these mishugans are taking care of them? And they wanted to bring him home. So they called him one morning. And they said, "Where are you, Joey?" He says, "I'm on the way to Dr. Bennett's office." "Why?" "Well, my thumb was swollen." Rabbi Akita was walking through the dorm, and he saw my thumb was swollen. And he said, "We got to go for an X-ray." So it was my job to take care of the guys in the dorm. So I said, "Okay, we're going to Dr. Bennett. We're getting an X-ray." So his mother heard that and said, "Okay, I'm leaving him in yeshiva." So, you know, if somebody would have to ask me at that time, what do I need to tell the Laniatos in order to convince them that, listen, it's very important for your son to be in yeshiva. Who knows what kind of difference that can make. Now he's learning in Kolel. This is probably his, what is it, seventh, eighth year base medrash, somewhere around there? More, I don't know. The family ended up moving down here to South Florida, sent the rest of the kids to yeshiva, to Beis Yaakov. And that was what did it. Something that I think anybody tried to run a dormitory would have done. A kid's finger looks like it's broken. You take him to the doctor. But when they saw that, okay, the yeshiva is caring for my kid, that was a greater koach hashpa than all the Musa Shmuzim that we could have told them about the importance of Limud HaTorah. In a similar vein, we have Yisro, in the beginning of this past week's parasha. Yisro says, "Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol elokim." Now I know that Hashem is greater than every other god. And Yisro was a professor in comparative religions, as Rashi tells us. He was over to every single avodah zarah out there, so he was actually able to say this with a clear yediyah when he said, "I know that Hashem is better than every other god." He really knew that. He studied all the other religions. He worshipped all the other avodah zarahs. Why did he get to that hakara of gadol Hashem mikol elokim? Vayishma Yisro. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So we know that there were many, many, many miracles, Chlokus and the Haggadah, how many exactly, but I forgot the numbers, but lots and lots of miracles in Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was heard around the entire world. Every single body of water, every single cup of water split, B'shas Maisa, everybody in the entire world experienced Kriyas Yamsuf. So you would wonder, what is it about the awesomeness of Kriyas Yamsuf that got Yisro to say, I now know Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elohim. So the pasuk finishes Ki Badavar Asher Zodu Aleihem. So Rashi says, what does that mean? That Yisro appreciated the fact that the same manner in which the Mitzrim intended on destroying Klal Yisrael, which is by throwing the baby boys into the river, that's the manner that Hashem chose to destroy them at Kriyas Yamsuf. So here you have these unbelievable, unbelievable nisim going on at Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is viewed as the most impressive nace, I guess, the most conflicting with nature, the event in history that conflicted with nature the most. When you want to say how difficult something is, it's Kashik Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the biggest nes up there. But what was it about Kriyas Yamsuf that got Yisro to say it? He saw Hashem's Erlichkeit. It's Mida Kenegan Mida. Right? I assume that's what it is. What's the godless of Mida Kenegan Mida? That Hashem's being Erlich, Hashem's being honest. Hashem's dealing with them in a way that they really deserve. He's not just going mad and furious at them for what they did to Klal Yisrael and destroying them in a rampage. He's Eis Kecheshbin. He's giving them what they deserve. He cares about them. He's doing it in an Erlich way, in an emistic way. And that Yisro said, oh, and now this is what I want to be part of. I want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Not because of the miracles. You know, we just had Rabbi Mechanic over here speaking to the 11th and 12th grade. And it went on for 2 hours straight. Unbelievable. You saw those in Amunah. Proving Moshe Emes v'Tarasu Emes beyond any reasonable doubt. Preparing the Chevra for being able to sit next to, as he put it, the non-firm Israeli on the plane who asks you, why are you doing this? And sometimes we think that in order to be mashpia on other people and be ma'or them to want a piece of Torah, a piece of frumkeit, we have to be able to have all the intellectual answers. We have to have all the proofs. That's not what it's about. Paro lived through all the proofs. Yisro lived through all the proofs. And what made a difference was the message of Chesed v'Emes that they saw Hashem was demonstrating. You see the same Yisod by Noach. The Pasuk says, by Noach, Noach matzachin be'eni Hashem, that Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. And the Sfarno explains that the only reason that he deserved to have his children saved from the Mabul was because he was matzachin be'eni Hashem. Hashem sort of did him a favor. He didn't really deserve it. So the Sfarno says why? Because he didn't teach people Ladas is Hashem v'lelechus b'drachav. He didn't teach people the idea, I'm not sure exactly what this means on Noach's Madregam, but he did. There was something lacking in his teaching the Dar HaMabul, Ladas is Hashem v'lelechus b'drachav, to know Hashem's midos. These are Hashem's midos. Chesed v'emes. You know, you would think that you're dealing with a Dar HaMabul that reached Kol Davar Aster they were doing. They reached the highest levels of Hashchasa, and that was even without the help of technology. They were able to be Mechadish on their own and to reach the highest levels of Hashchasa. And you would think, okay, go ahead and try to be Mashpia on these people. What should you talk to them about? You have a chance to talk to the Dar HaMabul. What do you talk to them about? So the Sfarno says that if he would have taught them Ladas is Hashem, v'lelechus b'drachav, then ulai bezeh yesh tikva that they would do tshuva. Then maybe then there would be hope that they would do tshuva. Who would think that if you teach them chesed b'emes, the midos of Hashem, that's going to get the Dar HaMabul to do tshuva? Moshe Rabbeinu was accused of pocketing the money that he collected for the Mishkan. So the Pasuk says, Ve'ela p'kudei ha-Mishkan, this is the accounting of the Mishkan, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, opened up the books. He heard people talking behind his back. Look how wealthy this guy is. Look how well-built he is. The Medrash says, they said, look at his thighs, look at his biceps. This guy is well-fed. Where's he getting all the money from? And then one said to the other, what do you think? He's the treasurer. He's the fundraiser. We know where he's getting the money from. Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, and he opened the books. And he said, look, I'll show you how I spent every single pruta. I didn't pocket anything. Imagine if somebody, not even as chashev as Moshe Rabbeinu, but a chashev, a guy by tzedakah, got accused. Imagine what kind of response there would be. Let's put him in chayrim. Let's ignore him. Not let him into our shul. Not going to take his kids into the yeshiva. But that's not Moshe Rabbeinu's approach, because Moshe Rabbeinu understands that he's representing Hashem. And the emes, the level of emes that it's so important for him to represent, makes him responsible to respond to these bums that are making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was just mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I need to respond to them, because I'm representing Hashem at the highest levels. And when I'm representing Hashem and His Torah at the highest levels, I have that much higher level of responsibility. If we're mechazik ourselves in our midah of chesed, in our midah of emes, it has a tremendous, tremendous koach to be able to be mashpi on others and bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's taka the reason why we say chesed emes yichub arovon, why it's such a powerful, powerful koach. And Emirat Hashem, we should be mechazik ourselves in those areas, and it should be a schus for Rabbi Levine's refuah shlema.